A Missouri farm mom says there are many healthy foods available for children's lunches, no matter how they were produced. I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Chris Chin explains organic.
Organic just defines how that food is grown. Some farmers choose to follow the U.S. Department of Agriculture's organic certified label, and what that means is that those farmers choose from a specific list of approved pesticides, fungicides, and fertilizers when growing their crops. Organic food can be more expensive, but it does not mean that that food is healthier. The nutritional value of organic food is the same as food that is not produced organically.
As for GMO foods,
that stands for genetically modified seeds. They undergo testing for safety, health, and nutritional value, and the regulations for that testing is overseen by the Food and Drug Administration as well as the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Farmers have been genetically altering plants and seeds through selective breeding for years, and we do that to improve characteristics such as yield, taste, and nutrition. So this isn't something that has just started. Farmers have been doing this for thousands of years. Research shows that the crops from GM seeds have the same nutritional properties as non-GM seeds, and it's not harmful for humans or animals to consume.
I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield.